Blog Talk Radio.
You got it right, this fella? You got it right, Silver?
But you might want to see this.
What's going on?
It's a powwow.
Welcome to the Powwow Trail with the Native Guys. Hoo-cha!
Using text to landline. There's a funny bad man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. There's a funny bad man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian.
You can't handle the truth!
There's a funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. There's a funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepees. Grandma's skinning his deer and Grandpa's cooking up the meat from the funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepees. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Auntie's taking his boots and Uncle's stripping down the sled of the funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ching, 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 the sound of money coming in from the pawning of the toys of the funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee.
When we sing with a new dance, we can know what they do there. Then another man with the man, the man of Maya. Then no one mother made way to me.
young
Yo, I like to rhyme well with Seinfeld. I get a kick, gotta get it kicked by Clydesdale. Cause you never know what Superman's planning. I took my blind friend to the Grand Canyon. We all fall, yo, but I never rap people. You might kick me skinny, but been with some fat people. To all the MCs, I know why yo, they used to bust. Take my advice, cause I don't use it much. With supers in the clutch, they give me respect. And don't forget to buy the CD with your least check. You know we blessed underground rap. Cause I never back down. Masquerade champ, they know me by my hairy legs. A hustler, killer, Avon and Mary Kay. The Christ like your life, there's none killer. You can go hard, but I'm a gorilla. You know the plan is grand, yo, I have to wreck Mike. I broke my leg in two places. So you know what I did, I quit going to those two places. Now who hates this? I've been ill since I was a ninth grader. A white paper, have your head spinning like Spike Draper. I spit great on mixtapes till my lips ache. And grip the mic so hard, I make my wrist break. I know these kids straight shoes, I can see ya. And when I catch you, I flip your butt like Madea. We the type of cats that'll bite your back if you're white and wet. Hallelujah, wearing a freaking tight cap. I sell them to felons and tell them they low. And all you gangsta the rappers, LMAO. The Christ likes your right, that's done illa. You pick go hard, but I'm a gorilla.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
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 You pick go hard,
hey.
But I'm a gorilla. I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
So
throw rice, throw my hair real long like Bo Bice. Living this cruel life, knock you out like Bo Slice. There's more fights, so I spit battle blows. And I'm so tight, I leave you with a camel toe. The mechanical animal, but I'm not perfect. Taking my first steps, making you say rat. You people attack, just put them like Teflon. Throws like a mattress, cause it's all slept on. So bring me back a plate of dance at your wedding. I'm hungry, business of God's the best setting. I'm betting it all, yeah, you know what to do. Peace to all my Navajos eating mutton stew. Cause when he's touching you, there's nothing iller. You can go hard, I'm a gorilla.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
You can go hard,
hey.
But I'm a gorilla. I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
I'm a gorilla, 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 gorilla.
Hey.
You can go hard,
hey.
But I'm a gorilla.
Hey, 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 hey,
I have no idea.
All I know is you were singing, I'm dreaming of a white woman.
Just like my grandpa used to have. It's always been my favorite song. So, it was not bad.
So, hey, we apologize. We've got a little bit of silent there. Our technical difficulties here and the people in the studio are out till the 24th. Or actually...
The 28th.
The 28th. So we can't fix that. We are now dialed in differently, so we might sound a little bit different, but it happens. That's all right. It happens. So how does that song go? I'm dreaming of a white
woman, just like my grandpa used to have. So what I was talking about earlier is, man, we used to have a powwow when we lived in Phoenix, and we used to have it always before the Saturday before Christmas, and we used to go to the get toys, man. We used to get hundreds and hundreds of toys, and we'd give them out at the end of the night. When we have Santa Claus come in, well, the first thing is we had a Santa Claus do one size fit all. That is not true for Native American people. We could not find no Native Santa that could fit into that suit. So that year, we had a skinny Santa. We just told the kids he was from the Reds and he had diabetes.
Golly, Reds from the diabetes. Yeah, I must be drinking the eggnog too much there, children.
Yeah, but we used to have the powwow in Phoenix like in 88, 89 at the Caravan Inn. And actually, it was actually pretty cool. One year, well, it's not cool. Let me rephrase that. We had an incident, and what happened was it was at a hotel room, so our hotel, and this kid started drowning in the pool. I don't know if he jumped in, fell in, but there's this guy. His name was George Ray. I believe that was his name. That was like 20 years ago. But he jumped into the swimming pool with his bustle, his roach, his whole outfit on. He dove into the pool and pulled that kid out before anything really serious happened to his health. But that was pretty cool, though, man. So it was a Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracle. That's what it's all about. Hey, we're sorry again. Apologize for all these technical difficulties we had. I was being technically difficult for you, Joby. I didn't really go through the system like I should have. But, hey, what did you think of that music?
Man, I love that music, man. That's some of my favorite music. We had the, like we said earlier, Stuck in the Smoke Hole of Our Teepee. We had Jenna Michoni singing Winter Wonderland, I believe, in Ojibwe. And then we also had some regular powwow music. We had some Crow Hop there by Northern Cree. So... good music, man. Good for the soul.
It is. And, hey, like I say, we dialed in. We had technical difficulties with the sound system here. The studio's messed up. But, hey, we're not messed up. We figured out a few things. We had to use our ingenuity, right, Kilby?
That's right, man. So I guess on today, two wrongs did make a right.
So we appreciate you there. We here in the chat room. Thank you for sending that. Sounded good on the music there. I guess it was all right, mainly because we were in dead silence there for a little bit, huh?
Yeah, man. And we can get on with our show a little bit here. And otherwise, I wanted to tell some of the kids out there, you know, if you want a puppy, the best way to get a puppy for Christmas is to keep begging your parents for a baby brother or a baby sister. Bam, puppy.
Is that old Indian trick?
Yep, it's an old Indian trick.
It's old Indian trick. Kids and my wife and them are all looking at here. Don't be saying that. Come on now.
Yep, so that's another trick of the trade there. And then if you're planning this Christmas, if you're planning on jingling, please jingle all the way. Nobody likes or respects a half-assed jingler.
Now, true, we've got jokes. Sweet job.
Yeah, and then, you know what? One of the worst things finding out about Santa when he wasn't real is it made me realize that it was my parents' fault for giving me all them terrible presents. And then also make sure to mail your packages early so the post office can lose them in time for Christmas.
Hey, that's the best way.
There you go, man. So, and then 1 year I had to tell someone, I'm like, when you open your gift, I need my pair of scissors back. I accidentally wrapped them in the present with them.
True story, huh, Tricky?
True story, yep. And then, like, one of the morals of, like, Rudolph, you heard Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yeah. You know. I use that as a teaching tool when I teach different stuff because that's a really good song. It's my favorite story about how you get treated like crap until you have something someone else needs.
Yeah.
See? So I use that all the time.
Which, that's a good way to do it.
Yep, and then also the only thing I got for Christmas, or the one thing I knew I was getting for Christmas, I knew this months ago, was I knew I was getting fat for Christmas.
I'm already there. The one I was getting, I was catching hell for Christmas. Yeah, I didn't buy the right gift, or I didn't put up that mistletoe and kiss the right woman when I was standing on it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, just some other old Indian tricks for Christmas out there, if you guys are have a tight budget, is go out and get your presents and then ship them out. But when people get them, tell them library books are due back at the library in 2 weeks.
Dang, I know what I'm doing next year for Christmas for you, man.
Yeah. You know, we used to have our Christmas powwow too up here in Holton, Kansas. And we actually had a mean Santa 1 year. It was funny, man. We're sitting there and, you know, we give these toys out for free. You know, we go out and do all this stuff for ourselves and then present them to the kids when they get there. So kids were coming through and we're giving out presents and this one red kid is like, I don't want this. And then our Santa goes, it's free, take it.
That's a real Santa, right? A real red Santa right there. Oh.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. But we're going to try to do the Christmas powwow again next year, man, because it's always a really good time. 1 year when we had the Christmas powwow up here, we got a bunch of turkeys. We had like 200-300 turkeys that we gave out to people who came in and passed them out. We cooked like 10 to 15 turkeys for the supper, too, at the powwow. And it was really fun. I mean, there was a lot of cooking out there. So, and I remember my aunt, she did a lot of the cooking for us at the powwow, the turkeys and stuff like that. So.
Hey, how come everybody shows up at the powwow only at supper time and then the powwow gets smaller after supper time? And Christmas powwows especially.
Yeah. You know what's sad is it's not just Christmas powwow, man. It's the tribal doings too, man. And you see everybody show up. Like when we're sitting at our places doing tribal ceremonies, you can tell when supper's coming up because all these cars start pulling in.
That's a good way right there.
Yeah, so that's how we always know when supper is almost ready. Everybody comes up. So.
Oh, man. Wow, Trevor, we're running out of time really quick because, you know, we did have, like I say, I'm not going to say we had those difficulties, but it happens. We're going to work on those. But, you know, one of the main things we do want to say is Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We're hoping you're enjoying the music we played, the story Trevor's been telling us, keeping us entertained here, and he's the one who picks out our music. He's the one who produces us. And, boy, we really like to thank him for his hard work that he does. I really appreciate it. And, you know, we're not going to do a next episode until probably after the New Year. So it would be a good time to say Happy New Year's as well to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. And also on the Prairie Band Potawatomi Reservation, there's actually a New Year's Eve sobriety powwow at the Bingo Hall. It's like 162 in Key Road. So if anybody in the area, the Kansas area, Nebraska, Missouri, northern Missouri, we don't want southern Missouri people there. Hey, this year.
Yeah.
So that's at the Prairie Band Potawatomi Bingo Hall on the Potawatomi Reservation in Mayetta, Kansas. So make sure to come on out. And then that following Saturday, I'm actually heading to Oklahoma at Newkirk, Oklahoma. They're having a powwow on Saturday, too.
Oh, man, I got a new res ride, too, that can actually make it to powwows now, so we might have to try it out one of these days.
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. It'll be good. And I'm looking forward to getting some more of the Haskell girls basketball team games. They're doing really good this year, man. They're 12-2.
12-2. I think they're like 18th in the nation in NAIA. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Coach Flanagan's really got them going. So if you guys have an opportunity throughout this new year, next semester here, when they come back from winter break, check out some Haskell games. They really need some support. They're really doing well. And, boy, that's the best way to support our Native American athletes is just going out and cheering them on because they are one heck of a team.
Oh, yeah, man. I might have to end up going back to Haskell, too, because right now I just look like the creepy old guy sitting in the stands. But if I graduate, I'm an alumni, and I can have a reason to be there. So.
There you go. I didn't graduate. I did play football there, so I guess I'm kind of alumni and I'm still the creepy old guy.
Yeah, I went there for I went there for, like, 4 or 5 semesters. I'm only like a semester or two from graduating, but I had to transfer out because they didn't have the degree I wanted. You know, I ended up getting my degree in computer technology and network administration, so I had to transfer out. But now I might go back just to finish up to be an alumni from Haskell.
Speaking of degrees, that's one of the other reasons why we did stop. I did just finish and graduate with my Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration there on November 23rd. So there was one of the other reasons that we stopped. It was pretty good. I'm glad I got some work so I can pay off them darn student loans. Yeah.
All right, man. So we're about to play this outro. This is Russ's favorite outro that we're going to play here. So everybody, happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is.
Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.